Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm reminding that you have your source sheets on the chair over there. You have their source sheets. When you take your cup of coffee, your sandwich, your cheesecake, so please also take a source sheet, which is on the chair right over there. No cheesecakes today? I don't know, whatever you have there. Now, Sunday morning's breakfast cheer is sponsored by Batya Noah Kaddish to commemorate the yortzeit of Batya's mother, Nomi Malka Bas Mordechai Zal. May the Neshama have an aliyah, and thank you so much. Okay, so we are carrying on with Bishul. I will be quite honest, I tried to get a lead from Rav Spitz, exactly where did he reach? So I said, you know what? We're going to do today a chazara from Kli Rishon until Kli Shlishi, then conclude also with how you make tea. So we'll just go Kli, by part after part, in the process of Bishul, and then we'll see what cooks, what doesn't cook, and let's find out. We're also going to learn about very interesting things, hopefully about tradition soup, maybe a bit of oatmeal, also about in Israel, you have to put a nice pickle, nice cold pickle, on the side of your kugel, potato kugel, but also your shalmi kugel. Can you do that? Can you have your ketchup with your schnitzel or schnitzel with your ketchup? Depends what you put more. We'll see in a moment. So let's start with the different kelim that we have on Shabbos. So first of all is Kli Rishon. What is Kli Rishon? That thing over there, the urn, that is a Kli Rishon. It is the Kli, it's the item which is on the fire, and Kli Rishon is obviously Mivashel. And it's not only when the Kli is on the fire itself, you have a pot on the how do you call kiraim in English? The stovetop? On the stovetop, right? And so at that point, for sure, it is cooking. But not only then, also when you take your soup off the stovetop, it still is considered to be a Kli Rishon, and it still is cooking, as we see in source number one. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Ha'ilfas v'akterah she'eviran merutachin lo yiten letochan tavlin. Even if you took it off from the flame, took the pot off the fire, it still has the Shem Kli Rishon, and you cannot put spices inside, pepper or oregano or things like that inside, because Kli Rishon is obviously Mevashel, even when it is off the stovetop. And that's also Pesach Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Bishul, source number two, Orachaim, Shin Yud Chet, Seif Tet, Shulchan Aruch says, Kli Rishon, Perush, Hakli, Shemishtamesh Bo, Al Ha'esh, Afilu Leachar, Sheheviru, Me'al Ha'esh, Mevashel, Kol Zman, Shehyad, Soledet Bo, Lefichach Asur Etan, Tachor, Tavlin. So, as long as it still is hot, it's hot, Yad Soledet Bo, and as we mentioned in the past, it's around 45 Celsius degrees, so at that time, you cannot put inside spices, because Kli Rishon is Mevashel. Do you learn this with Rav Spitz? Answer is yes, right? Okay, very good. Now, after Kli Rishon, we have Irui Kli Rishon. Irui Kli Rishon means that you're now pouring from the Kli Rishon into, a cup or a plate or a bowl, and inside you have non-cooked food in the bowl. Does Irui Kli Rishon Mevashel? Did Rav Spitz speak about it? Saw it? Irui means to pour. To pour. So you're pouring from the urn into your cup. So you have, let's see, coffee inside. Coffee is a separate discussion. Hopefully, maybe next week we'll discuss it. Or you're doing irui of the, you're pouring from the urn to your tea. Is irui Kli Rishon Mevashel. We have three approaches in Tosfot, in source number three, Tosfot Shabbos. The question is irui Kli Rishon like Kli Rishon, pouring from the Kli Rishon? Is it like Kli Rishon? Is it like Kli Sheni? Or is it something in between? We have three approaches. Rabbeinu Shmuel says in Tosfot, Irui ki Kli Sheni, pouring from Kli Rishon to Kli Sheni is considered to be a Kli Sheni. And we'll see soon a Kli Sheni, in most cases, or actually Meikar Adin and Halacha, is not Mevashel. Irui is a Kli Sheni. That is according to Rabbeinu Shmuel. He gives proof from the idea of Teta'a Gavar. Does someone here know what Teta'a Gavar means? Teta'a Gavar? Teta'a Gavar means that the bottom wins. So this is actually a term which is mostly used in the history of a heter. Let's say you have a piece of hot pork and a piece of hot chicken, and a piece of chicken, and they touch each other. So now is you have hot pork and you have cold chicken. So now the question is, does the cold chicken absorb something from the hot pork? So the halacha is, it depends if the pork is on top or in the bottom. If the pork is on top, so teta'a gavar, the bottom wins. So it's not completely cooked by the upper pork. If it is the opposite, teta'a gavar, the bottom wins. So the hot pork will cook the upper cold piece of kosher meat. Yeah, that is, generally speaking, the concept of teta'a gavar. What I said right now is not halacha lemaisa, but that is the general idea of teta'a gavar, the bottom wins. So if we say that the bottom wins, if you're pouring from kli rishon and the bottom is something cold, so the bottom wins, it's not being cooked by what is above it, because again, that is above it. It's not under it. Okay. There is a certain scientific logic. B'zad Hashem, when Svichas Chavar will learn once again, we will learn that. So anyways, according to Ben Shmuel, Iroi pouring is a kli sheni. However, the Lerinere, the Iroi ki kli rishon, I forgot to print or accidentally, erased the word rishon. Ri thinks that no, Iroi pouring from kli rishon is actually a kli rishon. And the final conclusion is, according to Tosfot, he says, Iroi lo ki kli rishon, lo ki kli sheni, ela mevashel kedei klipa. The halacha is that Iroi kli rishon, pouring from the kli rishon on an item which is not cooked, it does cook. It doesn't cook the item entirely. It cooks only kedei klipa, only a measurement of a klipa. How much is it? We don't really care, because once we say that it cooks something, we can no longer pour on Shabbos. So halacha lemaise, pouring from a kli rishon is mevashel kedei klipa. It cooks only a certain amount of the food, not the entire piece of meat or whatever it is entirely. But because of that, we cannot do it, because it does a bishul of some sort. So because of that, Irui Kli Rishon, that is Mevashel Kedei Klipa. Okay? Yeah? Questions? No questions? You should not ask questions. You should always listen to Hirsch. But in this case, you can ask a question. Yeah. Yeah. Only if it's a good one. Which will what? It's hotter than a solid? Okay, and because of that, so if I'm pouring, okay. It's interesting, because we're going to see the exact opposite, actually. We're going to see that solids, we'll see it soon, it's called dvar gush, a solid item, so it actually has more cooking power than liquids that transfer from the kli rishon to the kli sheni. Because we're going to see now, in source number 5, that kli sheni eino mevashel. And Tosfos will explain why not. You'll see in a moment. In source number 5, okay, so kli rishon cooks. Irui kli rishon, pouring from a kli rishon, also cooks. They klipa, but we don't care. In our minds, it cooks. So because of that, it says Shukhdoch in source number 4, Orachayim, Shinduches, Sifyud, Asur liten tavlin bakehara, you can put a spice inside a bowl, Velarot alehem kli rishon, because kli rishon is, because irui kli rishon is cooking. Okay? Are we good? Great. Now, kli sheni. Source number 5. Shechonor, where Shabbos tells us that Omar Rav Yitzchak Baravdimi, he says, Pam achat nichnasti achar Rebbe lebeit ha-merchatz. Once I went after Rebbe into the Beit HaMechatz, the mikveh, whatever. Ubikashti laniach lo pach sheshem ma'abati. He was chilling inside the tub. I wanted to put inside a barrel, a cruse of oil inside the bath. Amarli tol bikli sheni veten. No, you have to put the oil only in a kli sheni. Shema minat lat. We learn for this thing 3 things. Shema minah shemen yesh bo mishum bishul. Oil is indeed a subject of bishul. Shema minah Kli sheni eino mevashel. And for that reason, he told me to put it in the kli sheni, because kli sheni does not cook this thing. Yishomina hefshero zeh bishulo. Also, heating something is also considered to be bishul. Let's ignore the rest of the halachos and just focus on the second halacha that we learn from this case, that since he told him put the oil in a kli sheni because he's concerned of bishul, you see from here, kli sheni eino mevashel. Again, what is kli sheni? You have the urn, that is kli rishon. You now pour the water inside a cup. The water, while it's in the air, it's iruik kli rishon. Once it lands in the cup or in the bowl, that is kli sheni. And says the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, kli sheni eino mevashel, the second kli doesn't cook anymore, even though it is hot. And as the Tosfot in source number 6, I don't get it. Tema, this is odd. Maishna kli sheni mekli rishon. Why should there be any difference between kli sheni and kli rishon? De'i yad soledet. If the water is warm, it's 45 Celsius degrees. So in that case, afilu kli sheni nami. V'ein yad soledet bo afilu kli rishon nami lo bashel. And if it's not 45 degrees, it's colder. So that gets also the kli rishon shouldn't cook. So what is the difference between kli rishon and kli sheni? That's the question of Tosfot. Why is it? Because if the water is still hot, why isn't it cooking? There's a famous joke in the Yeshiva Velt. The person can tell. You know the joke? The Rav didn't say the joke? What did he teach you? So the joke is, that person goes to Gehenna after Mev Esrim, and his punishment is to be in boiling water. So he sees the demons in hell preparing the water. They're taking the barrel off the water, and then the barrel of hot water from the stovetop, whatever that is, and they pour it into a different barrel, and from there to a different barrel, and then they put him inside there, inside the third barrel. He's yelling, ah, ah, ah! And then the devil says to him, ah, klish nishi, no me vashel. So ask Tosfot, what is the logic? If indeed it is boiling hot water, so why isn't it considered to be bishul? So says Tosfot, yesh lomar, lefi shekli rishon, mitoch she'amad al ha'ur, since he was on the fire itself, dufnotav chamin. Also, the walls of the kli rishon is also hot. Umachzik chomo zman merube. And it's holding its heat for a long time. ולחך נתנו בו שיעור, דקו הזמן, שעשו בו אסור, אבל כלי שני, אף אגב, דעת שואל בו, although he has the water itself is heated, מותר שאין דפדותיו חמים והולך ומתקרר. What's happening now in the כלי שני, that now this thing, this כלי שני, is going and cooling off, as opposed to the כלי ראשון, which is still hot, the walls are still hot, the walls of the klisheni are cooling off. And by the way, for that reason, there is the question of iruik kli rishon, pouring from kli rishon. Because in that case, you don't have any walls, right? There's no walls keeping the water in the air hot. That's why it's a such a machloket, and that's why it cooks, but less. So we see that klisheni, according to the Gemara, is not mevashel. Kli sheni is not mevashel, and the reason is because the walls of the kli are cooling off the water. However, sorry?
How does that answer the question?
So, nice question. Good question. At the end of the day, what's happening here? So, the lumdis idea here is that cooking means that something is now getting hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter. But rather, in this kli, something is actually going colder, 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 colder. So, although you have now hot water inside, but what the process that's happening here is not something which is heating up, but rather something which is cooling off. That's the svara behind it. On an eggshell, there's a lot of ideas. You have the Osamech who says that no, it's a tolda of a tolda de'u, so that's why it's mutter. It's a long lamda shesugi, but it's a very good question. Okay, so kli sheni eino mevashel. However, one second, we see that it's not entirely true, because says the Ramah in source 7, Nahagu li zeher lechatchila, shelo liten pat, afilu bikli sheni, kol zman shehayad soledet bo. If you want to now, let's say you have now a kli sheni of some sort, you have a cup of water, and now you have to put inside pieces of soft bread inside your cup of water. Says the Ramah, lechatchila, you should be careful about that. Why? Because says Mishnah Berurah, this is a concept called kalei bishul, things which are easily cooked. Says Mishnah Berurah in source number 8, הטעם, דסביר ללדה הזו, דיש דברים שמתבשלים אפילו בכלי שני, מפני שהם רכים. There are certain things which are called kalei bishul, which means literally, it's easily cooked. And because of that, even in kli sheni, it will be cooked. And that's why he says the Ramah, a person should be careful not to put inside pieces of soft bread. And so we see that the kalei bishul, we have to be concerned, maybe that's cooked in kli sheni. So you can't put inside soft pieces of bread. That's it. No, says Mishnah Brura, since I don't know what kalei bishul is, ein anu bkim, we don't really know what are things that are easily cooked. I don't know, is meat easily cooked? Is this easily cooked? I have no idea. Al ken osif lesotem pat afui durakir afim kli sheni v'odin da'azo yesh lachvir nami b'shar dvarim shelo letem kli sheni. Because of that, we should not put anything in a kli sheni because of the concern that this might be kalei bishul. So because of the concern that this might be kalei bishul, you should not put anything in kli sheni. You were first, okay.
All these things about bishul apply. You use water as a source of the...
We're going to discuss, it's both water, both a pot, and both solids. Solids, we're going to see that there's an approach that's even worse. It's even more chamor.
Other liquids may have different heat capacities, so that they cook stronger.
So we don't mind. Once it hits 45 degrees, that already it does something. So either it's oil, water, or milk, or anything else, it has the heat to cook something. Reverse, just, sorry, I'll move to you in a second. Because that was an example of something which was clearly being cooked inside. It was clearly a kalei bishul. It was an obvious...
And common to do.
What?
And
probably also common to do. Yeah. Put pieces of bread inside. Sorry?
It's already cooked.
Okay. Bishul Charafia. We're going to discuss Bishul Charafia. Not sure if it's going to be today. If there is Bishul Charafia, Ashkenazim are machmir that there is Bishul Charafia. Yeah, with the donut. Sorry?
Frying too. It's a different question.
Yeah, because frying could be Bishul. But yeah, but we hold, Ashkenazim hold that there is Bishul Charafia, Sfardim are Meikel. What about croutons? Okay, very good. Wait, you had a question? Yeah.
But we said,
yeah,
kli sheni gets cooler and cooler.
Yeah.
So at some point we could do it. Maybe initially you can't because that still has.
So once the water is not yet still at the bowl, so in that case it has no cooking power at all.
No,
yeah, in that case of course you can put everything. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, last question for now.
Yeah, Rabbi Spitz said last week.
Yeah, from Spitz said last week.
Cooked items, if you put something that's baked, is that what
you're saying? Yeah, so he asked.
If you're putting croutons that are baked,
yeah,
that's cooked, are you going to be discussing that?
So I won't be discussing it today, but in general, Ashkenazim are machmir with bishul acharafia. So there is room to be machmir, putting croutons, which are baked, inside your soup.
But that will work with the klisheni?
So if it's baked, klisheni, it could be considered to be kalei bishul, and no, it won't work. It'll be a problem.
But klisheni, is it a problem?
No, klisheni, we are making with it. Actually, we'll see in a moment.
Okay,
we'll see in a moment. Okay, so, klisheni eino mevashel. However, we are concerned about certain items, and since Mishnah Brura, if we're concerned about certain items, we're concerned about everything, because we don't really know what is kalei bishul. However, there are certain exceptions. Says Mishnah Brura, in source number 9, he says, mekivan sheyishna machalim hamitbashalim gam klisheni, vein anachlu b'kiim ladat eluhem. There are certain items which are kalei bishul. Yesh lachmir v'lomar shekol devar sheino mevushal, yesh bo mishum isur bishul. So we should be machmir and say that everything which is not cooked, maybe this is kli bishul, and because that we cannot put it inside kli sheni. However, see in the last two lines that he says there are a few exceptions. The Gemara said, gave us an example, right, in source number 5, that you could put oil in a kli sheni. So we know very clearly that oil is not being cooked, right? There's an explicit Gemara telling us you should know oil is not kli bishul because because the Gemara says explicitly this is not kli bishul. So there are other Gemaras that also teach us yitzim naklal ma'im water shemen oil and tavlin and spices. There are explicit Gemaras that tell us that they do not cook in kli sheni. So everything cooks in kli sheni except this three: water, oil, and tavlin. So spices seems, according to Shmishas Kechasa, and also seems to be also an explicit Gemara, is not Kli Bishul, and you could put spices in Kli Sheni. However, please flip the page, and you'll see there in the footnotes that says, in footnote Kuf Ein Dalid, that he brings what is considered to be a tavlin. He says, Rav Neuwirth, the author of Shmishas Kilchasa, Shamati Me'agresha Zoirbach, I learned from Shmishas Zoirbach, and he said, Lo Mistaber Shehem HaTavlinim HaRegilim Bineinu. Today's spices, it doesn't make any sense to say that they are not Kele Bishul. Shehem Baim Le'atim HaTavshil, Dekivan Shehem Dakim Me'od, since they are so, so small, and so, so grinded, Kol Sheken Shebibashlim Gam Bekli Sheni. He says, you know what? When the Gemara said that a tavlin, a spice, is not kalei bishul. That's back in the day when you put one huge root of ginger inside a pot. Maybe that could have been a spice. But today, the spices are so small, they are so grinded, they are for sure easily cooked, they are for sure considered to be kalei bishul, kalei bishul. So because of that, so we have here another chumrah. Right, a kli sheni, we said that's everything other than three things. No, tavlinim, spices today, they're so small, they're so thin, because of that, they are a kli bishul, and they are also cooked in a kli sheni. Okay? So, nafkamina will be, let's say, with tea. Right? Tea might be considered to be a tavlin, some kind of spice that spices up the water. And if we hold it today, it is a kli sheni, it's a kalei bishul, so you cannot put a tea bag in a kli sheni. So if you want to make tea, so according to this, you cannot take a piece, a cup of hot water, that's a kli sheni, you can't dip inside a tea bag. Yeah, slice of lemon. So slice of lemon, he wants to be machmir about it. Chazanish says no. Because lemon is for sure the Gemara's tavlin, and he's making regarding that. Okay. Another chumrah that us Ashkenazim might take in consideration regarding kli sheni is the Chazanish. Because Chazanish is actually generally more makel regarding the definition of kalei bishul, but he has a different chumrah. He says, Chaye Adam says that even if we hold that kli sheni is not cooking, but water, which is yad nichvet bo, if you put your hand in that water, you'll get a burn, that is cooking even in a kli sheni. He's even more machi, even kli shishi, I think he even says that if it's a yad nichvet bo, the water is so boiling hot, even if it's in a kli sheni, it does cook. So he says, according to this, you see in the sixth line in the Chazon Ish, in source 10, lefi ze nafal bebira hiter kli sheni, dekasher lesher bin yad soledet lenichvet, since I have this definition of the Chaye Adam, that yad nichvet bo, that if your hand is burned by touching this water, that also cooks the kli sheni. So in that case, there is no heter of kli sheni, because it's very hard for us to distinguish between yad soledet bo and yad nichvet bo. So if you want to now make tea, it's most gishmak to make the tea with the yad nichvet bo, with hot boiling tea that you could actually burn yourself with. So in that case, even if we do say that tea is fine, according to Chaye Adam, we have this yad nichvet bo. That's another reason to be machmir. So, generally for Ashkenazim, kli sheni is not so useful. Although Gemara says explicitly, kli sheni no vashel, but Mishneh Berurah is machmir, that everything might be kli bishul. Also, Shmishos Kilchasa, Chazon Ish even adds, if it's any chvet bo, everything could be cooked. So, because of that, and generally, we are more machmir. Sephardim. Sephardim generally are more makel, because as you saw, it's the Ramah who brought up this thing about the pot, and he does the Sephardim do agree that there is this concept of Kalei Bishul, but it has to be things that we know for sure are Kalei Bishul. Things which are obvious to us in our eyes that they are Kalei Bishul. So in general, there are more makel regarding Kli Sheni. See here in source 11, Rav Avadia Yosef says, Rav Yitzchak Yosef says in the Yalkut Yosef that in Memtet, for instance, he says, Rabim nohagim leten alei nana, alei menta nana, letoch koste cham b'shabbat. This is, I don't know how come this is in Chusars, but in Israel you see these Sephardi shuls that they sit down on Shabbos and they learn together. They have this hot boiling cup of tea with pieces of nana inside. And he says, you know what? It seems to be okay. And although the tea is very hot, but you have reason to be mekel because Kli Sheni and Mam Vashel, and we don't really know if the nana, if the leaves of the nana are considered to be a Kali Bishul, so because that, it is okay. He says, Hamachim et Tavarav HaBrachai, if you're machmir, so you will be blessed, but that maker adin, we are more maker with Kli Sheni. Only things that we know for sure that we see in our eyes that they are becoming better by the Kli Sheni, which is obviously being cooked, only that we should be machmir with Kli Sheni. Yeah.
According to the Chazon Ish on the Chaya Adam, how would a Kli Shlishi work? Because if it's still boiling hot, why?
If I'm not mistaken, according to the Chazon Ish, Kli Shlishi with Yad Nichves won't work. If I'm not mistaken. Okay? So, tea we'll discuss, I think, also. So I'll tell you what. Tea, I'm not sure if I brought it down here. Yeah, so it could be spices. He gives her examples. Yeah. So see, in Mem Zayin. See, Mem Zayin, in the second line, in the end of second line, ולכן יש להחמיר שלא לתן עלי תה לתוך כוס מים חמים שאת סולדת בו. אפילו שהוא כלי שני. תהיה שומרים שעלי תה נחשבים ככלי בישול. Okay? So regarding tea bags, it seems that he is kind of machmir, although there is reason to be mekel, because, okay, we'll discuss it with Hashem. Okay, so kli sheni, eino mevashel, except kli bishul. What is kli bishul? For us Ashkenazim, potentially everything almost. Except water and oil, tavlinim, spices, we can't necessarily use it. Okay? If it's a whole, and it's a huge, I don't know, piece of, I don't know, something, so that might be okay. Right? Chazonish is mekel with pieces of lemon, he says, but he's mekel also always with the chumrah. He says, mekel, but if it's yad nichvet, boy, you can't do it anymore. Because if it's boiling hot, so you have to be machmir like the chayei adam. Yeah. So it seems, he says it here explicitly, that water is okay. That water is okay. Water, oil, and tavlin. That was the only exceptions that they brought.
As an example, let's say you have your chicken soup, which is perhaps just a cliche on your thing.
Okay.
You want to add, let's say, like a hot sauce, which is a liquid. Is that considered like mayim? Or is that possibly tavlin, which could be a problem, like a spicy sauce?
So I think you should be machmir about it. Putting a hot sauce inside. If indeed we do hold that the soup bowl is a Kli Sheni. Because if the ladle already turns into that, it's a discussion. But let's say it is. Let's say you pour directly to your soup bowl. Why not to be machmir? I think you should be.
Maybe because it's mayim, it's liquid. It's already.
I think no. It's not all liquid. It's specifically water. Yeah.
It's like putting an ice cube in your soup.
That's a different problem because that's even worse because it's Neuland. For Ashkenazim, it's even worse. Okay, that is Kli Sheni. Okay, what about Irui Kli Sheni? What about pouring from a Kli Sheni?
Just a quick thing, sorry. So, I think in soup, boiling soup for children, you need to put it into a second bowl.
I don't think even that will help because you're crushing the ice inside.
You're not crushing it.
Putting it inside.
Forget about a molid nolid issue because there are people who.
No, because Ashkenazim are machmir with nolid issue. If you want to put it inside, it's.
I'm talking about from a bishul standpoint, not molid and nolid.
It could be fine.
Okay.
In terms of so bishul, because it's a cliche in East, so it might be water. I think it'd be fine. But Ashkenazim with nolid, I think I have a problem with that. If I'm mistaken, it's crushing.
You have to switch to.
I don't think of it.
You don't have to switch to it.
they're involved from a visual standpoint.
No. Okay. No. No. I don't think so. Okay. Irui kli sheni, pouring from your second kli, right? So you have, we had the kli rishon, we had pouring from the kli rishon to the cup, now you have the cup, which is kli sheni, now you want to pour from the cup and something else. Does irui kli sheni ever cook something? So, there is a Shulchan Aruch that tells us that in source 13, you have something which wasn't cooked before Shabbos. You can't put it inside hot things on Shabbos. But you could wash it with hot water on Shabbos. What are we talking about here? Kli Rishon and Irui Kli Rishon? Or Kli Sheni and Irui Kli Sheni? It seems that the Pshat, according to Mishnah Berurah, is we're discussing here Kli Sheni and Irui Kli Sheni. So again, if you have this thing which is clearly going to be cooked on Shabbos, you cannot put inside, I think, a kli sheni, but you could wash it with a kli sheni on Shabbos. Except, chutz min hamaliach hayashan umin hadag shenikra kula yesa uspinin sheinam tzichim bishul ela me'at hadachatan higmar melachtam. So says Shulchan Aruch, there are certain items like this maliach yeshan, this is some kind of herring or this kind of fish, which is easily cooked. In that case, even washing it is gemar melachtan. So says Mishnah Berurah in Source 14, haynu shemeareh lehem mekli sheni. So in certain things, even if you just pour from a kli sheni on it, so in that case, it cooks. So this seems to be an extra kali bishul, right? So the conclusion of the halacha is, please see in source 15, I'll just read it, I'll just skip it, just go, just to the conclusion, in the book of Rav Rimon, I forgot to mention the page, this is page 238. So he says, "Yesh letzayin shelefi apashtut and Mishnah Berurah ein lachmir beirui kli sheni. You should never be machmir with pouring from a kli sheni. Ela bedvarim she'anu ruim shen kli bishul. Right? So if we were machmir with kli sheni, with everything, that everything is potentially kli bishul, because I don't know what is kli bishul, what isn't kli bishul." Says Rav Rimon, and says that this is I think this is not only him. This is also, I think, the conclusion of the Shmir Shavuski Hilchasa that everything, so usually we are machmir with kli sheni, that everything is kli bishul. Regarding irui kli sheni, we are mekel, and only things that we are for sure, that we for sure hold of kli bishul, only these things, it's a problem to pour on it irui kli sheni. Okay?
So, the word in source 14,
wait. Where are we? Kli Rishon, I guess. Ah, yeah. Then Kli Rishon Asarot. Yeah. Okay. So Irui Kli Sheni. So we hold it also cooks, but in that case it will only cook the things that we for sure are Kli Bishul. So I think seemingly according to this, if the Sephardim are machmir to say that tea leaves are kalei bishul, and you can't put it in a kli sheni. So I think that what emerges from here, that for us Ashkenazim, if we hold that tea leaves are for sure kalei bishul, so you can't also pour on it irui kli sheni, which is quite a big chumrah. At least in my point of view, I think this is a kind of big chumrah, that you can't pour kli sheni on tea leaves, because we are machmir with irui kli sheni regarding things that are for sure considered to be kalei bishul. And if Sephardim are machmir with tea leaves, not alinana, but tea leaves, the tea bags, I guess. So in that case, we should be machmir as well with irui kli sheni. Okay? So that is irui kli sheni. Okay? Now, kli shlishi. Question? Yes. Yes, sir.
I'm not so sure that's true about tea. Because if you take tea and put it in cold water,
yeah,
you will make tea.
You will make tea, so...
without any cooking at all.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you're saying that you're actually... So tea becomes tea, is that because of the bishul part of it? Is so I think, you know what? I think what you're saying, I think I saw that kind of svara, saying that tea, you can be more mekel. But halacha said we don't hold that way, but maybe you're right in the metzias, because since it does add flavor to cold water, so in that case, it has to be behechach, a tavlin, a spice. And that is for sure okay with a kli sheni. So in that case, it should also be okay with the irui kli sheni. I think you have a very valid point. with regarding the mitzias. Lemaisa, we are machmir. Regarding the reality, I think you have a very good point. Because the tea is for sure giving flavor even to cold water. Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you're not cooking the leaves too. I mean, yes, the leaves could give out flavor when they're cold, but that doesn't mean that when you pour hot water, you're also not cooking.
He has a good time as well. He says, you're right. I mean, the function of a spice of tea can be accomplished also when it's cold, but once it's in the boiling water, the small leaves are for sure being cooked in the process. So although you could get the same result with cold water, but still, once the tea leaves hit the hot water in the klisheni, so in that case, it still is cooked.
If you have no intention of cooking the leaves, you don't want to eat the leaves.
You just want to have the sensation of hot water, which is spiced with that. So that is already maybe a psikresha de lo nichale. Not really sure. But even if it is, it's an issur de rabbanan. But very good taina. I think it's a very good taina regarding the mitzias of the things. Okay. Yes. Coffee we'll discuss, B'zal Hashem. Coffee is a separate discussion because the question is the process of coffee. There is certain things in the process of coffee that might turn to be mako. So what I personally do, personally, but my father-in-law wasn't pleased with me doing it, was that I put the coffee into the cup, and then take a klisheni and put the water on it. And he told me that it's unnecessary. It's already enough to have a klisheni and put the coffee into the klisheni. But Moshe will say, I think it's not this week, it's only next week, hopefully, but he says that Meikir Adin, coffee, the process of making coffee, there is a cooking element there. And because of that, Ein Bishul Chal Bishul B'Dov Yavesh, it should be fine. So we added extra chumra to klisheni. But No. So he said you could do kli rishon, kavachom, irui kli rishon. But we are machmir to just add it to the water of the kli sheni. I do irui kli sheni. What? We'll discuss coffee with great length next week, hopefully. Maybe even me. We'll see. Ah, coffee. What I personally do, just because I like, I don't like putting the coffee on the water. It's annoying. So I have the coffee in a cup. I take a klisheni and pour it. So, but other people I know very well, I do irui klisheni. Other people just put the coffee on the klisheni.
You do klisheni?
I do irui klisheni.
Right.
That's what I do. But I don't need to do that. And if I'm mistaken, Igros Moshe says, Me'ikir Adin, coffee today is cooked in the process, and kli rishon should have been enough. We are machmir. That's a separate discussion. Okay, we have to carry on. Kli shlishi. Now, kli shlishi is kli shlishi bevashel. No, says Igros Moshe that no. Igros Moshe says that I never saw any source in the world that tells us that kli shlishi is mevashel. And because of that, a person could take tea and put it inside the third cup, the second cup, the kli shlishi, right? He has the first cup coming out, that's kli sheni. He's pouring it now to the third, to the second cup, which is a kli shlishi. He says Moshe Feinstein, you could put inside there a tea and it is fine. He says, I never saw anything. We only saw the concept of kli bishul only regarding kli sheni, but we never saw this thing regarding kli shlishi. Says Moshe Feinstein, want to make tea? Use kli shlishi. That is Igros Moshe Feinstein. However, the Israeli poskim are more machmir. Shmuel Chasa says that the svara of kli bishul applies both for kli sheni and kli shlishi, right? Because there's no major difference between the kli sheni and the kli shlishi. What's the difference? Both of them have cold walls. So what is the difference? And if it's still yad solidetbo, it still should be cooking kalei bishul. So since Rosh Hashanah Kircha, so listen, we can't be machmir that everything is kalei bishul. However, we will be machmir, says Rosh Hashanah Kircha, that what is obviously kalei bishul, right? For instance, tea I think. So he says, you should not put that in kli shlishi. So Israelis will be machmir regarding making tea in a kli shlishi, because if we say that tea is obviously a kalei bishul, something which for sure will be cooked in the water, and the water is hot, also in kli shlishi, you should be machmir. So again, so according to Igbos Moshe, there is no kalei bishul. Kli shlishi doesn't cook, end of story, you can put inside things and cook entirely in kli shlishi. However, Israelis, but those who follow the psak of Shmashos Kilchasa, he will say that Kli Shlishi will be Mevasha, the Kalei Bishul, which are obviously Kalei Bishul, for instance, tea. Yeah? Well,
according to Ramoshe, you could pour from Kli Sheni to Kli Shlishi and with the tea bag inside, or the other way? That's the question.
So
it's easy. If it's in Kli Shlishi and then you put it in.
So I don't know what to say. He's discussing Kli Shlishi. Irui kli sheni, there is an explicit Mishnah Bura. So I think, no, I think we should do
it. It should be in the cup already,
yeah. Yeah.
Same applies to coffee and everything.
Coffee will be a different discussion, because coffee is yes. Zah Hashem. Okay, so that is regarding kli shlishi. Yeah. Could be. In a chinami. As long as the water is boiling, yad soledet bo, we should be machmir. In a chinami. There won't be any difference. So, because of that, tradition soup, or in Hebrew it's called names bakos, or manachama. So says Rav Rimon in his terrific Shabbat Sefer, in page 231, says Rav Rimon, kamu lefi, I'm in source 17. לפי הדעה המקלה, מותר לשים כל דבר בכלי שלישי. Right, according to Moshe, you can put everything in a כלי שלישי. לפי זה, ניתן להכין גם מרק נמס בקוס או מנה חמה, that's the Israeli equivalent of tradition soup, בשבת בכלי שלישי. בנוגע למנה חמה, he adds another מציאס fact, יש לצרף את העובדה שבדרך כלל המנות הללו כמעט מבושלות, ואולי מבושלות ממש. So he says that many times in the process of making the tradition soup, the noodles were in some kind of process of cooking. And since it was part of the process of cooking, so in that case we also add Ein Bishul Chabishul. At the moment there already was Mechaben Drusai. So again, so says Rav Rimon, with Kli Shlishi, you could be Mekel, and even more Mekel, even if you're Machmir, like the Treshot Kilchasa, you could be even more Mekel regarding the noodles inside the tradition soup, because it was already cooked in a certain way, maybe it reached Machab ben Drusai. There are Rishonim who say that there is no Bishul Chal Bishul once it hits Machab ben Drusai, so you could add up that thing as well regarding the Kli Shlishi. So tradition soup is not that bad. However, you have to take in mind a few things. You have the spices that you add, the so-called peas and carrots, and they put inside, and also the powder. That thing could be considered kli bishul, and that actually is another reason to be machmir. But again, according to Igbos Moshe, no reason to be machmir, because kli shlishi ain't no mevasho. Yeah?
Okay. I still have a problem understanding the concept of kli sheni shlishi with respect to the walls being cold.
Okay.
By that definition, does that mean that if you pour from a kli rishon to a styrofoam cup, which does not hold any?
No. There is no real difference between kli sheni and kli shlishi. There is no difference. There is no real difference. However, some posts can say, wait a second, if there isn't any hot walls, knowing Kli Sheni and Shlishi, all the chumras of Kli Sheni should apply also in Kli Shlishi. But Kamer Igbos Moshe said, I never saw anywhere that someone talks about Kalei Bishul in terms of Kli Shlishi, so Kli Shlishi, in my mind, doesn't cook at all. But Israeli post, Kim Shrechaz Kilchasa says, why should there be a difference between Kli Sheni and Kli Shlishi? So, but we can't be machmir entirely. So only things that are obviously Kli Bishul, we will be machmir with Kli Shlishi. Okay? So, no. If the liquid is hot, You can't cook with it. Okay, so tea with kli shlishi, igris moshe is mekel, tradition soup, another reason to be mekel, but regarding the tradition soup, there's more reason to be mekel because of the idea of bishul chabishul. However, he also mentions a very important thing, this is something which is very, very important, yesh litzayen, v'achal manah chama, yesh leitim gam bayash isur lash. That's already a whole different story. If you have oatmeal, or you have the mashed potatoes traditions, I don't know if you have this thing, but then so you have manachama of pireh, of mashed potatoes, so in that case, there could be a problem of lash, of how do you say lash in English? Kneading? What? Kneading, right? Okay, so in that case, and that's a whole different story, how to do this thing properly. Yeah?
So according to Moshe, we're not going to do it, but then technically, in a cliche, you could put a hard-boiled egg, you could put noodles.
Yeah.
So
he says everything. A hard-boiled egg, put in something with hot water. You have boiling hot water in a cliche, put inside a hard-boiled egg. You could do that. I mean, I don't know how the egg will be. Maybe it's al dente. I don't know. But okay. Are you okay? So this is something to take in mind in consideration regarding the traditional soups and the oatmeal and all those things. Okay. Next item, Dvar Gush, Rabbeisai. We have 12 minutes left. They have a lot of pages to read. Sorry. Bottom line is you decide. Yeah, because Moshe Shem Shaskel Chasa. You should decide. You can rely on both of these. You can do that. With your left hand.
No, but are you lefty?
It's an oatmeal, it's not instant.
No, so
it's not instant. The oats, all what they do is they slice it very fine, so it cooks faster.
But according to Gus Moshe, I don't care because there is no bishul in kli shlishi. There's no bishul. However, there's a problem of lash. In that case, it's a different story. You have to do shinuyim. You have to do all kinds of things. It's a bit complicated, actually. Don't make oatmeal on Shabbos. At this point, at least. Okay. Dvar gush, rabotai. So we said that cliche is not cooking, but this is only true regarding the water that's moving from here to there. But what about dvar gush? What happens if you have a solid item, a potato, straight from your kugel, not kugel, your chulin pot, which is boiling hot? There is a shach, rabbeisai. There is a shach in source 18 in Yoredeo that says that advar gush afilu bikli bet nidon kekli rishon kol zman shayad tzoledet bo, that something which is a solid, a potato, a schnitzel, so as long as it's a dvar gush, so in that case you should be machmir with it, even with a kli sheni and maybe even lemala bakoidish. Why is that? Because as opposed to liquids that spread out and they are somehow dependent on the walls of the pot or whatever it is to keep it hot, the dvar gush, he treasures inside him the heat. He what? Retains the heat. Right, it's a very nice word. He retains the heat. And because of that, even beyond that, you should be machmir that it cooks. Chazon Ovadia, Rav Ovadia Yosef, he says, us Sephardim, I don't know what he's talking about, but we don't hold anything regarding Dvar Gush. You can put, if you have a piece of cholent, a piece of kugel, on a kli shlishi, I don't care, put on spices, put on whatever you want. But Ashkenazim, Psak Halacha of Mishnah Brura, in source 20, says Mishnah Brura, Imunach bekli sheni dvar gush, el soredet bo, yesh li zeher baze. Yesh poskim shesovrim, the dvar gush, a hot, solid item that retains the heat, kol zman shehayad soledet bo, dino kekli rishon. And because of that, Paskin Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in source 21, Davar Yavesh Hababi Gushim, Kigon Tapuach Adama, potato, Netach Basar, a piece of meat, or Shuit Shlema, or beans, Hucham, Kedishel Soledet Bo, Yesh Lachmibo Kikli Rishon, Afilu Shubi Kli Shini Ubi Kli Shlishi, Mikivan Shuhu Otser Betocho Et Hachom. And because of that, he brings a practical Lach Lemaisa, Pashtida, Kugel, kol od hi chama, b'shiur, kashiur, she'ez zoredet bo, yesh bekocha levashel b'kidei klipa, lachen ish lizeher, she'lo yiga b'shida, kol dabar ha'yachot b'shel, kigon, melafefon, chamutz, gewald. So So he says that since a dvar glush, a solid item, retains the heat, even in the kli shlishi revi, if you have a piece of pashtida, kugel, you cannot put on it a pickle, because the dvar glush will somehow cook the pickle, and you can't cook on Shabbos. Wait. So he had the shekinah davar. So, but it's not only that, right? You can't put pepper on it. You can't put pepper on it. You can't have a cook on it. I mean, one of my children, at a certain point of his life, I got it out of his or her head that the salad can't touch the schnitzel, which can't touch the rice, whatever that. So maybe they're right on Shabbos. Dvar gush, because you know the salad's not cooked. It'll touch this. Maybe it's a problem. Maybe it is. However, regarding the pickle, Baruch Hashem, Am Yisrael, Lo Alman Yisrael, we have a heter for the pickle. And says, the Shoshas Kilchasa, Yesh Bekilim Medavar, and he brings a long list of kulos by Rav Shimon Zoyerbach. He says, Shvati Megashah Zoyerbach, why can we be maker with a pickle? So he says, Kivan Shalom Iskaven, Melech Padli. First of all, it's a double Shalom Iskaven. Second, Havik Tzat Kilkul Shalom Afefon. Because you're not cooking the pickle, you're just worsening the pickle. I mean, you want to have the cold pickle on the hot kugel, but you don't have hot kugel with a hot pickle. Who wants a hot pickle? And he says, it's Dech Misasek, it's a Misasek. And he says, furthermore, let's not forget, Din Gush in Ola Sofek. Dvar Gush, it's only a Machlokes. Shach is one opinion, but the Ramah says differently, and so is the Vilna Goin. It's a Machlokes. So in the Kli Shlishi, you want to be Machmir with your Kugel and the Pickle? No, I think it's a bit too much. And because of that, Yochlu Anavim V'Yisbau, and you could have a pickle with Kugel.
Where are we, Rabbi?
We are in source 21, right over here in the source, right over here in the footnote.
So you said that there's some items you cannot put in a hot solid.
No. So hot solid is always, as long as it's hot, you can't put on it uncooked items.
Uncooked.
Any uncooked. So he wants to be machmir regarding a pickle. But my is Meikel.
Someone has a hot potato kugel.
Yeah.
But
no, exactly. Exactly. But so, yeah, right. Sorry? But again, the final conclusion is yes, we came with them, they have a lot of reason to make them. Rabbeisai, another item of Igros Moshe regarding Dvar Gush. Can you have schnitzel with ketchup? Rabbeisai, can you have schnitzel with ketchup? It's beautiful how he writes ketchup. Kuf, Ayin, Ted, Shin, Aleph, Pei. Beautiful. Ha'im utaliten ketchup b'Shabbat al basar roteach. Now we have a very important halacha regarding ketchup. So he says, Lemaise, he's Mekel. Lemaise is Mekel for numerous reasons. He says, first of all, Dvar Gush is a chumrah. Right? Dvar Gush is a machlokes. No, not everyone agree with Dvar Gush. As I mentioned, Shach says it's a problem. However, not only Rav Avadya Yosef is Mekel, but also the Ramah seems to be Mekel. It's a machlokes. So first of all, Dvar Gush is a machloket. And also, ketchup, I don't know if ketchup is considered to be a solid or a liquid. I don't know, because it is kind of thick. What?
Moshe holds the ketchup as a
he does?
Yeah, he does.
Because he says...
Moshe's suck is that anything that loses its shape when you take it out of its container...
Yeah?
That's this.
One second.
He says that
sorry, you're right. I didn't bring that part. His second kula is that even if we do hold that it's liquid, but it was cooked, and Bishop Devar Lach... is also not a churma, but it's a machlokes. So he says it's a sfeik sfeika. So you could have schnitzel with ketchup because it's a sfeik sfeika. First of all, do we hold that dvar gush is actually something? And another thing is that ketchup, even if you do hold that, it is liquid. So in that case, it's another churma or another machlokes. Whether do we hold a bishul chabishul bedavar lach with liquids? I once heard that some distinguish between the Israeli ketchup to the American ketchup because the Israeli ketchup has more tomatoes, so it's a bit thicker. You know, it's a big chutzpah that the Israeli Ketchup Association once said that Heinz ketchup cannot call themselves ketchup because they don't have enough tomatoes inside. Heinz invented ketchup, but the Israelis say, no, it's not ketchup. Unbelievable. This is Israeli chutzpah, right? To say that kind of thing. So I guess in the process, if there is some kind of bishul, and I think there is, so you could be mekel with the dvar gush, right? Okay, we have just a few 3 minutes left, so let's just discuss tea for a moment. How can you make tea on Shabbos? I'll take questions in the 3 minutes, Hashem. So how can you make tea on Shabbos? So first of all, we have the kula of none less than Reb Chaim of Brisk. The Rav Soloveitchik and Nefesh HaRav, he says that Rabbeinu Amar Bezeh Lashon, Saba Shelo Haya Medekdek B'Mitzvot. Also, my grandfather, Reb Chaim Brisk, was also a person who was quite observant. V'haya Mishtamesh B'Sakiyot Tei B'Kli Sheni. He used to put tea in a Kli Sheni, right? He took boiling water from the urn, that was a Kli Sheni, tea inside, because he says, Tavlin, the Gemara says it explicitly, Tavlin is okay in Kli Sheni. There's no Chiddush with nowadays Tavlinim. So he says, if my observant grandfather made tea that way, says Rav Soloveitchik, so will I. Okay, so that's one approach. Klisheni, to use, to have klisheni for tea. That is the Soloveitchik family tradition, apparently. I don't know if also the other dynasties of Brisk do the same thing. Okay, that is klisheni. Klishlishi is Igros Moshe, right? Moshe Feinstein will say Klishlishi doesn't cook ever, so no sweat. Make tea in the Klishlishi, right? Your second cup. That's the Kli Rishon. Cup number one is Klisheni. Cup number two is Klishlishi. Make there your tea. That is according to Igros Moshe. The Mishnah Bura has a different approach entirely, and that's in page number 5, our last page. So says Mishnah Bura. He gives, it's a very good summary for today's shiur. He says, cooking on the Kli Rishon, of course you can't do that because it's Bishul. La'arot v'Kli Rishon, you can't do that because Ihud Mivashel Kedei Klipa. Right? Pouring from a Kli Rishon, you can't do that because that already cooks a Kedei Klipa, a certain amount, so it will cook the tea. You can't do that. Kli Sheni, I'm in paragraph 3, he says, I can't do that. You know why? Yesh dvarim rakim Kli Bishul. Shemit Bishul, afil b'dachan Kli Sheni. That they're even cooked, even by pouring from a Kli Sheni, even from an Irui Kli Sheni. So Kal Vachom, we can't do that also in a Kli Sheni. So says Mishnah Bura, we can't do Kli Rishon, we can't do Irui Kli Rishon, we can't do Kli Sheni and Irui Kli Sheni because it's a Kalei Bishul. So how can we make tea on Shabbos? So he gives us two options. Option number one, it seems to be very, very inconvenient. What he says to do is to make tea before Shabbos, cook the tea leaves, No. Essence is second solution. Solution number one is to put tea leaves, cook it, and then pour out the essence and have left only the cooked tea leaves, dry them out, and now this is a yovesh, and bishul, achar bishul, b'dava yovesh. Since it's like heating up, so you take out your tea, you squeeze it out, and now you use it for Shabbos. So next time your host gives you this disgusting squeezed tea bag, you know why he did that. However, he says, the best idea is, the Eitzah Muvcheret, is to make an essence. What we call in Hebrew, Tamtzit Tei. It's, I mean, in the last paragraph of Source 23, יצא מובחרת מזה, דהיינו, שיתקן האסנס מערב שבת לגמרי, שלא יצטרך להראות את החור, עוד תתחיל מחר בשבת. ולמחר, so make a good essence Friday, and then the following day, ייתן האסנס הצונן לתוך הכל ששוטה בו, אחר שירו המים מחבים לתוכו. ונעשה כלי שני. So he says, since this is already a Kli Sheni, and the essence was cooked already yesterday, so now putting cooked essence, although it might be cold at the time, so putting cold essence in a Kli Sheni, this is fine, he says. This is fine. So even if it's cold, even if the Tamtzit is cold, because you have your also bishul chabishul, and also it might be water in a Kli Sheni. So all these things together is fine. And he says to make essence before Shabbos and be fully cooked, and then you pour the essence in a Kli Sheni, and it's fine. Where to put it inside the urn? Inside their. Yeah, so I'll tell you what. No. So I'll tell you what. Ein Rishon Bishop Dvar Halach is a machlokes, and the urn is a kli rishon. Kli sheni, we are making with water explicitly, and kli sheni maker is a mevashel. She says, do that in a kli sheni. He says, because of that reason, because putting kli sheni chalav shenitz tenin, aval asur la'arot alem a kli rishon. He says explicitly, don't pour from a kli rishon on it. It has to be a kli sheni. So kli sheni meikar adin is not nevashel, and then pour the pre-cooked essence inside. And that is when the essence is cold. If the essence isn't cold, it's even better, and that would be the best thing, even better. What? I guess I don't know about the process. If it's like coffee, so we'll discuss it as a discussion next week. If it's like tea, so we should be machmir about it, right? Okay, Rabbi Isai, that's it for today. Shkoyech, and for a change, the shiur is recorded.